Biden draws criticism from some in establishment media over coronavirus, mask backpedaling. By Wendell Hasebo on July 30, 2021. The Biden administration drew some criticism from the establishment media on Thursday over surrendering to the new Chinese coronavirus protocol set forth by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, this week. Upon President Joe Biden demanding federal employees to either disclose their vaccinated status or receive testing twice a week, Politico asked, "Is weekly COVID testing a reasonable substitute for vaccination?" Politico then pressed public health experts to weigh in on the question. One expert said, "Tests, especially those conducted only weekly, are not a suitable alternative to vaccination. With more contagious variants like Delta, which have been shown to hold much higher viral loads, even vaccines alone may prove to be insufficient while we have millions who are unvaccinated," said another expert. "Those who are not vaccinated are responsible for the transmission we are seeing in this country and would be responsible for the disruption they caused to the workplace if they exposed or infected somebody else," a third gave his opinion. But a Washington Post reporter also pushed back with a third expert and disagreed with Biden's method of shaming or attacking the unvaccinated for not wearing masks. "If people are vaccinated, I don't understand the point of shaming or attacking them for not wearing masks. Democrats or Republicans, why are we doing this?" Josh Dossi tweeted. The Biden administration's surrender to coronavirus was also highlighted by a leaked memo from the CDC, which was published Thursday by the Post, that captures the struggle of the nation's top public health agency to persuade the public to embrace vaccination and prevention measures, including mask wearing, as cases surge across the United States and new research suggests vaccinated people can spread the virus. The Post's leaked internal document also states, "The agency, CDC, must move the goalposts of success in full public view, while also admitting that people were told they no longer needed to wear masks indoors or outdoors if they had been vaccinated." The document makes clear that vaccination provides substantial protection against the virus. But it also states that the CDC must improve communications around individual risk among the vaccinated.